This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The tattered cover bookstore owners asked bankruptcy courts to delay such proceedings today so the business can secure a buyer. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber has more.
Company leaders say they have interested buyers and want to delay a bankruptcy hearing until mid-June. The longtime Denver bookstore declared bankruptcy last fall, citing ongoing financial struggles. Since then, owners closed three locations and laid off a portion of its staff. I'm Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
Former Parker Mayor Greg Lopez was selected as Colorado's Republican nominee Thursday to complete Congressman Ken Buck's term through the end of the year. Lopez is not a candidate in the crowded primary field to replace Buck next Congress.
I'm going to go there and do the best job that I can and represent this state and this district to the best of my ability.
It's expected Lopez's nomination will help Representative Lauren Boebert in her bid to fill the seat long term. Lopez previously directed the state Small Business Association. He settled a lawsuit in 2020 filed by federal prosecutors saying he attempted to improperly influence the actions of the Small Business Administration he ran. The special election will take place on June 25th. It's likely Lopez will win in the heavily Republican district. There are now 95 COVID-19 patients hospitalized with confirmed cases in Colorado. That's the lowest since August and far below peaks of the pandemic. Most utilities tracking the virus and wastewater reported flattening or declining trends. Hospital admission rates for flu and RSV dropped in the most recent data as well and have been falling since late December. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.